For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I am at Middleway House today speaking with Deborah Morrow, who has just been announced as the new director of Middleway House. Deborah, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
So a little information about Middleway House before we go forward. The organization has a mission to end violence in the lives of women and children. They do a lot of different things. They run a transitional housing facility for victims of violence. They operate a 24-hour crisis line. They provide legal advocacy, and that's not nearly everything. Middleway House has been around since 1971 here in Bloomington. So Deborah Morrow, you are the brand new director here. Can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and how you came to take this important, but I'm certain very difficult job?
I've worked at Middleway House for 6 years now. I was the community service coordinator previously. That entailed a lot of work with our new volunteers, getting them trained, acclimated into the programs that they were going to work in. I've also done a lot of public speaking for the community. A lot of my duties also were at the RISE, our transitional housing program. Prior to that, I was a client at Middleway House, so I feel like I kind of bring a unique view of both sides of Middleway House, from a client view and also as a staff view.
And I know that in the press release announcing that you were the new director, it was mentioned that you were a client, and I just wonder why you felt that it was important to mention that you had been a client at Middleway House.
My experiences have brought me to where I am. Had I never been a client in Middleway House, probably I wouldn't be working here today. It helps me understand the work in a unique way because I was a client here. I don't want anybody to be ashamed of experiencing domestic violence. I know that from my standpoint, I felt like I deserved it, and I think if I can share the message that no one deserves domestic violence, and that does not have to define your life, and that you can create something for yourself better after experiencing domestic violence, that's the message I want to send.
You've been involved in the organization one way or the other for some time now. You've worked here for 7 years. So I guess what I'm wondering is what you've seen change in Middleway House or maybe in the community during the time that you've known the organization.
When I first became a client here, we didn't have our new wing shelter. It was the Yellow House. So I saw Middleway House grow that way, that now we can provide more shelter. I've seen our prevention programs really start to expand a whole lot, recognizing that prevention would be the whole key to ending domestic violence. As far as in the community, I feel like we're always developing the awareness of domestic violence, and if we didn't have such a wonderful staff and a supportive board, and if I wouldn't have had such a great mentor in Toby, I don't think I would have ever considered this job. But I feel like we have a good, solid foundation, and that will continue.
And you're talking about Toby Strout, who had been with the organization since 1987, and she left the director job, I want to say, late last year sometime. Mm-hmm. Clearly very big shoes to fill. She's something of a Bloomington institution. What do you see as the challenges of stepping in into this position that she was in for a long time? You know, what are the challenges going forward for Middleway House?
I don't think I can ever step into her shoes and fill them. I think Toby is one of a kind. Looking ahead, our challenges, like all nonprofits in the area, is always going to be funding. Now, I will say Bloomington has a wonderful support base of people who give of their time and give financially, but that is always a challenge for nonprofits. As long as there is a need to serve people, there's always a need for funding for that.
I know that one issue at Middleway House concerning funding has been the Housing and Urban Development Grant that helped support transitional housing. I think it was about $174,000 a year. It was not renewed last year. Has there been any change on that?
No, and I do want to say that wasn't due to the quality of our services. What that was is a shift in the direction of where they were putting those dollars, towards permanent supportive housing versus transitional housing. We've worked hard to try to replace that money. We were able to get a Department of Justice transitional housing grant to help replace that. But our most important goal is to continue to provide the services that are needed by our clients. And transitional housing, we always have a waiting list, so we see that as a continued need for our clients.
And at present, there's no indication that that is going away. That program is not threatened.
What we see is that that works for our clients. And across the country, the Department of Justice sees that transitional housing works for victims of domestic violence. So for that reason, we are going to do everything we can to maintain that program because it serves families in a positive way. And I see the benefits that it provided me. When I lived there, I worked at FoodWorks, Middleway House's small business, while I was going to school. And that broke down a huge barrier for me, having that transitional housing program. So we always want to provide what's necessary for the clients.
So we don't have to review all the things that have changed in the world since November 8th, but we do know that while some people are very hopeful about the next 4 years, there are many people who are very scared, and that includes a number of people who are very concerned with sexual assault as well as women's rights in general. Do you think the results of the election affect Middleway House at all, and do they affect the clients of Middleway House?
I will say that I do know our crisis calls have increased, particularly around the election, from people who were afraid, from people who had some real legitimate concerns. That's something we'll all have to watch together to see how it goes, but we will be committed to ensuring that we provide the services to those that need, and we advocate for funding for programs who serve victims of domestic violence and work to create an environment where domestic violence is not accepted.
Deborah Morrow, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.